You'll remember before the last federal election, or before the federal election, there was the promise to honour all contracts where they existed for the rollout of the national broadband network in Tasmania. For most people, that means fibre to the home. In recent days, some concerns about whether or not that promise will actually be delivered by the federal government and by Malcolm Turnbull, the incoming communications minister. Andrew Connor is with the group Digital Tasmania. Andrew Connor, good morning.
Good morning, Leon.
The promise was ironclad. Contracts will be honoured before the election. In your mind, has anything changed?
Well, we just haven't heard anything about Tasmania since the election regarding the NBN. The communications minister came out 2 weeks ago and detailed that he was going to implement his reviews and scale things back, and that he would not honour contracts where the detailed design documents weren't ready to be handed over. Now, there's no mention of Tasmania in that, and he's promised to finish the NBN in Tasmania as planned. So we're just wondering how that leaves 85,000 out of the 200,000 premises in Tas.
Why 85,000? Tell me where that figure comes from.
Well, we believe that that amount have not had the detailed design documents done yet, or they're not ready to be handed over to the contractors. So that's the fear, that they will end up with a new design that is fibre to the node, and that's totally substandard technology to lead us into the future.
And where are the 85,000 in Tasmania meant to have this under previous contracts or previous government, but to who might miss out?
Well, it'll be those that aren't planned to get work started in the next year. So that's a lot of the areas outside the CBD or urban areas of Hobart and Launceston. Frankly, it's a lot of the rural areas of Tasmania that aren't getting wireless, but are big enough to get fibre, that are going to miss out on fibre to the home. And it's also the outlying suburbs of our major cities too.
And so where are things up to at the moment in terms of the actual rollout? Just as a feeling getting around the streets at the moment, it feels like there are fewer people down manholes and laying cable. That's my anecdotal experience. I mean, how does it feel to you?
Well, there definitely are fewer around. Some are working in further flung areas now. They're out of the CBD, but there's been problems with asbestos that Telstra is refusing to let the contractors back to their pits, and that's been a 5-month delay on a lot of the work there. Fortunately, some still is going on and customers are being connected, but in the last couple of weeks, there were stories about Aurora refusing to connect additional fibre optic cables to their poles, citing wind loading concerns. And they've had 10 years experience in putting fibre optic cables in their poles. You'd think with due diligence we should be past that, and that shouldn't be hindering the NBN rollout any further.
Is it still possible that Malcolm Turnbull will recommit to honouring all contracts in Tasmania where they exist?
We hope he does, and we'd call on him and his Liberal members in Tasmania to be true to their word and continue and confirm that rollout in Tasmania, because it's something we really need to get ahead as a state and create employment with a digital economy and let people get full value out of their telecommunication services where they just can't at the moment through the copper system.
Three new federally elected Liberal members, what have they told you? Have they spoken to you about this? Have they answered questions as they've been asked?
We haven't asked them directly, but we put the call out last week that we'd like to hear from them and from the Communications Minister to confirm that they're going to proceed as planned and as they promised before the election.
Matthew Denham in The Australian wrote an interesting opinion piece a week or two ago. He talked about, well, the idiocy of starting Tasmania's national broadband network project at our most farthest flung points rather than starting in the guts of it where it would be most appreciated and best used, Launceston, Hobart, Burnie. Is that even truer now if we see that parts of those areas might not get fibre to the home at all?
Well, there's a lot of reasons to start anywhere, you know. We all have deficiencies in services anywhere in Tasmania, but those locations were chosen to prove that it could be done anywhere. And if it can be done in Scottsdale and Smithton, it can be done anywhere in the country. I don't believe they should be denied. People in those towns should be denied the best telecommunication services available. What we do need now is to connect the rest of the community to that network. And we're seeing massive take-up rates in places like Kingston Beach of over 50% to get onto the fibre network. And that's just simply amazing.
On your local ABC, where to from here, Andrew Connor? I mean, are you fearful that the rollout, as promised, will not be delivered?
Yes, I am, and as a consumer group, we're very fearful that we're going to miss out on the best technology here. We simply can't progress as an economy in Tassie and across Australia using the current copper system. And if people want to search on the internet through their favourite search engine for a copper can of worms, you'll see pictures of just what our telecommunications network is relying upon. There's pits in the ground that are sodden, filled with water, other muck, with copper connections with no protection over them at all, and they will corrode away, the water gets further in the cables, you've got to take metres of cable back to repair it, and then it's only a patch-up job anyway. With fibre, it either works perfectly and it works great, or it doesn't work at all and it must be fixed. And that's the difference between copper and fibre.
Good to talk to you this morning.
Thanks, Leon.
Andrew Connor from Digital Tasmania. You can join the conversation as well. We've called Andrew Nikolic, the newly elected member for Bass, to ask him what the status is on the NBN in Tasmania at the moment. He responded by suggesting Malcolm Turnbull's best placed to talk about the NBN. We've put in a call to Malcolm Turnbull's office and hope to hear from him soon.